Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So if you were listening late in the Bert Show yesterday, you probably know why Mo has taken a mental health day today, man. I have never seen him so sad and vulnerable and break down the way he did on the show yesterday. He's had a lot of loss around him lately, a lot of family. We lost a Bert's Big Adventure kid a couple of days ago that Landon, that he was very, very close to, that brought him into their family. And he's just going through it, man. So
that amount of loss is going to take a toll on your soul and on your heart and on your body.
Yeah. So last night in the middle of the night, he's like, you guys, I'm not sleeping at all. I'm going to be useless tomorrow. So that's why you're not hearing his voice today. On the other spectrum, on the other side of that, Kristen has now taped the billboard to her forehead without getting into it. At least we're trying to do something for you guys.
Yes.
For Grand Arch.
So I was holding up the Grand Arch Tree Service logo, which is supposed to be adhered to my forehead. But it was printed the wrong way. So I have now taped it to my glass. I tried taping it to my forehead, but because I put the white paint on there, tape won't stick to my forehead. It's too oily. So I have since taped the logo to my glasses. And look, it's not going anywhere. It works.
Grand Arch will not be able to say that you at least didn't try.
I'm giving you my all, Grand Arch Tree Service. Hey.
All right. If we're going to talk about customer service, and we're going to talk about the funniest, and we're going to talk about the worst customer service stories, Katie has one here in just a second, but we always have to start these out with the classic. Mm. The Dell customer service call.
Yeah, I'm calling about the computer that's on sale. It's $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to order that one.
Okay, and no speakers?
Speakers don't come with it?
No, sir.
Okay, well, let me read it a little bit better and I'll call back.
Why? You have the flyer in front of you?
Yes.
And why you call me? That gets me. Call me again. It's going to be back.
I didn't realize that it didn't have speakers, and I don't want speakers for this price. So I'll just look somewhere else and find me another computer.
Oi!
There we go.
Unbelievable. Like a little girl. I can't believe it. Only four speakers. Go ahead, little girl. Get out of here. Let me talk
to your manager.
Little girl. You are little girl. I'm gonna give me other company.
Are you going to let me talk to you?
Because anyway, you're going to call someone else.
Yeah, I am.
Little baby hair. Little hooker.
I forgot I called him a hooker.
Yeah.
Snap that tape.
Is that your first time hearing that, Evie?
Yes, I've never heard that before. I'm just sitting here, I'm like, why didn't this man just hang up?
I wouldn't have. I would have. I played that thing out for 10 minutes listening to that.
Oh, man, that is an oldie but a goodie that will never go out of style.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Little hooker.
Good luck following that one up, Katie. What happened?
Well, this one is the reverse. It was the customer who was working my mother's last nerve. I don't know what it is. My mom actually enjoys working in customer service. And so she, yeah, I know, right, Kristen?
The shock.
That's crazy. What?
The horror.
Yeah, she typically enjoys it. She likes interacting with people.
Mm-hmm. That, I mean, when you think of what that job really is, when you wake up in the morning, you know you are going to be dealing with fires all day long. Now, there's a philosophy in business that if you just say to yourself, look, something's going to go wrong today, and you get into the mentality of that, then you're ready for it. Customer service, that is your job. You're going to get complaints all day long.
You are literally dealing with people on their worst day. You are seeing the worst versions of everybody. This goes for customer service. And then my brother made me realize this because my brother, he's a firefighter. He's a paramedic. And also the same goes for police officers. My sister-in-law is a police officer. Yes, there's good stories, but when you think about what they do, you're seeing everybody on their worst possible day as their probably worst possible self.
If you lined up 1,000 possible jobs, the bottom three for me in no particular order would be customer service. It would be professional mover.
I knew you were going to say that.
All right. And again, I've said this before, the ticket taker at Dave & Buster's when all those little kids are negotiating and trying to figure out how many tickets they have and what they can buy.
We experienced that for the first time not too long ago at Kaylee's daughter's birthday. And I'm watching an almost four-year-old try to decide what he is going to spend his tickets on. I wanted to hurt somebody.
Yeah, I feel at one of those kind of entertainment places that they should give you Valium right before your shift every single
day. That should be one of the things you can buy for 50 tickets.
Man, I'd be in there all the time playing t-ball.
So she gets a ton of the calls where you get people on their worst days.
Yes.
Like that, those calls are common, but this call, I just had to laugh out loud. It was just so funny. So she works in car insurance. And so this guy calls and she's like, good morning. How can I help you? Right. And immediately he's like, I got the quote. Let's lock in this quote. Cause he went online, I guess, got his quote, and he's trying to sign up for that rate that he was quoted. So mom's like, okay, sir, slow down. First, let me see if I'm licensed in your state. He's like, the quote. She's like, sir, what state are you in? So he tells the state, she's like, okay, we can proceed with this. So as they go down, she's getting all his information, and apparently there's some rule that you have to list everyone who lives in the same house with you. So she's like, is there anyone who lives in the same house with you? They have to be, it's legal that they have to be listed and stuff. So he goes ahead. He's like, yeah, this is my wife, da da da. And she's like, okay, sir, just let you know that she legally has to be listed. She doesn't have to be on your policy, blah, blah, blah. Then he hesitates. He's like, nah, take her off. And she's like, but sir, you legally have to. You just told me. So are you saying that she doesn't live with you anymore on this recording? And he's like, yeah. She's like, okay, you said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she goes through because he's in a rush. And so he's like, the quote, go to, like, hurry this process up. So she takes that off. She's going through. She's putting the rest of his information in. And as she's trying to get his information, he's just still rushing her. He's being like, just like, hurry up type of thing, right? So she finally gets to the point where he's flagged. Something pops up. And his account is flagged for whatever reason, which means they cannot continue with the application process right then. It has to be like investigated. It's going to take like 2 to 3 business days, right? So after all this rushing, she tells him, unfortunately, sir, we can't proceed right now. It's going to take some time. And he just quietly gets real close to the phone and says, F you.
What? What?
And he whispers it.
Normally somebody would go for like yelling, but instead he decides to like whisper it to her.
It is more impactful, don't you think?
Uh-huh, that's sinister.
I would have way more fear of thinking, this person is going to find out where I live and they're going to come get me.
The whisper is diabolical.
Yes.
But then it didn't stop there. She's like, well, I'm sorry, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with? He's like, ma'am, I don't think you heard me.
F you. Is he saying it just low enough so he hopes like the Lord doesn't hear it?
I guess. I don't know.
Recording? Is it going to record it?
It's like he said it in the regular voice, ma'am, you didn't hear me, and then went back to whisper, F you.
Oh, he doubled down.
So he doubles down on this whisper of F you. And she's like, sir, I just hope you have a great day. He's like, F you. And then click. What the heck?
So he must have been in a room filled with people or something that...
I guess. I don't know. It's just the fact that he just whispered it to her and then was pissed and hung up.
Yeah, that's sinister. That's scarier than anything else.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.